Well, back at it here. We've got the players coming back in tomorrow, but today's a good day for us to go back over all the things we worked on last week, pull it back together, get ready for players coming in tomorrow and practice and, have a good week for the Steelers. So they, look good as usual. AFC champion last year. A lot of the same players, same schemes. Big challenge, a lot to get ready for, and they do a lot of things to make it tough on you. Well coached, a lot of talent in all three phases of the game, both teams know each other well, so I don't think there'll be a big ton of surprises here. Come down to preparation, execution, and decision making on game day. So hopefully we can do a good job of that.
So how much were you guys, or how much did you guys start on preparing for Pittsburgh last week? Were you able to, install anything or use the couple days to get ahead, or was it mostly kind of fundamentals based?
No, we started work on them. As soon as we got finished with the Dallas stuff, and there are definitely things that we needed to just do for us too. But we started working on them right away.
Bill, I'm curious to get your take on how you feel your special teams, your specialists have performed to this point in the season, particularly Zoltan and Steven.
I think overall they've both done a pretty solid job. Zoltan's done I thought he showed a lot of toughness, and both mentally and physically after he got banged up there coming back, and he's done a good job for us with the holding part of the operation, as well as the punting, and like I said, just being there and working through some not ideal situations, but being there so we could depend on him and count on him. Not sure that would have happened last year, but he's definitely developing into a good, solid player. Works hard and has a lot better understanding of our game and what we do than he did, last year, certainly. Steven, we paced him through training camp with the kickoffs and things like that, but, I think he's had a good, solid start, too. And there's a lot of room for improvement there with both those guys, but at the same time, I think they've done a good job for us and overall have performed well, both kicking the ball and, in Zoltan's case, holding it. And being dependable for us.
It does seem like, maybe I've missed this previous years, but it does seem like Zoltan's dealt with more bad snaps, just low snaps or whatever it is, than in recent years. Has that been a frustrating, a little bit of a struggle for you, just getting the ball to the holder?
The whole timing of the play is always, it's critical. It all happens so fast, and if the ball is not there where the kicker, needs for it to be, it's hard for him to adjust because he's already, committed into his stride into the kick. So, all those guys, Danny, the snapper, and Zoltan, and Steve, and the protection, and, all that's got to be done at a pretty good level, pretty high level, and there's certainly room for improvement all the way around. But we've been pretty consistent with it, and a couple times where the operation hasn't been perfect, we've been able to still, for the most part, get it done. So those guys are all doing a good job.
And you've had a couple days of looking at Jerod Mayo since he came back from his injury. Has that been a good situation? Him coming back, and what did you see from him during practice?
Jerod's definitely getting better. He works hard, as he always does. And we've had a few days away from here, so he's gotten an opportunity to get some more healing and treatment, and so we'll see where he is when we get out on the field this week, but he's certainly making progress, and it would be great to have him back out there whenever that happens.
Bill, what are your thoughts on Mike Wallace, and you know, who would you put him in a category with in terms of around the league, in terms of the style of receiver that he is?
He's a big play receiver. He's really fast. I mean, nobody's going to catch him, so you got to be careful about how much space he gets when he catches the ball. But I think he's improved a lot from when we played him last year, just as a football player. His patience, route technique. He has great speed, but he also is getting better at route technique, setting up routes, using his speed, changing his pace. He's good after the catch with the ball in his hands. He breaks tackles and eludes people. Does a nice job of going up and getting the ball in the deep part of the field. He's taking it away from some defensive backs, and I'd say overall improved his route running in the red area, where there's less space. But you know, he still is a key guy down there. So he's doing a lot of things. Did a lot of things all last year. Doing them well this year, and even better, big plays in just about every game. So he stretches the field, but he can also take a short pass and turn it into a long run. So you've got to defend him, you know, from the line of scrimmage to the back of the end zone and from sideline to sideline. So he's tough guy to match up on. And done a good job. He's obviously worked hard, and he's been well coached. And he's got a good quarterback and other good receivers to complement him. So he's part of their very productive offense.
I'm just curious. When your players, you know, I know you talked to the rookies before they left, but when your players in general go off for a bye week and, you know, they all kind of scatter around the country and do whatever they do, are you curious as to what they do, where they go, who they hang out with? Do you care? Or does it just matter that they just come back ready to do what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, there's a certain extent of that every day they leave here. I mean, everybody walks out of this building, and they don't all go to the same place. But hopefully they all come back at the next appointed time to, you know, resume their preparations and contributions that they make to the team. So there's a certain element of that all the time.
Bill, the last couple of years, Troy Polamalu was hampered by injury, and you know, he's talked about how it affected him on the field and things like that. Have you, in you know, preparing for Pittsburgh, does it look like he's about as healthy as he can be right now in terms of his movement and how he's, you know, covering the field and making plays and things like that?
Right. Wasn't he the defensive player of the year last year?
I've he's been hurt before, so I guess that was just, it restricts his movement and things like that, obviously, for a defensive back if he has, you know, leg injury or something like that. But, you know.
You're making it sound like, you know, he didn't do anything. I mean, he's one of the top defensive players in the league. He's a dynamic player that can affect any play you run or pass, inside, outside, short, deep. He's a tremendous football player, great competitor. He's made a ton of plays this year, made them last year, and he makes a lot of them. I thought he played well last year. I thought he was really productive last year. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was the player of the year, which he deserved. So he looked pretty good to me. I don't know. Not really sure what you're referring to there.
Bill, similar to kind of what I asked about Mayo, but do you expect to get Vollmer back this week, and will you go back to the same sort of situation you had where Solder came in as the third tight end if Vollmer does come back this week?
It's the same answer. I'll give you the same answer I give you every week on the same question. Just change the name. We'll put them out there. We'll see what they can do. If they're ready to practice, we'll evaluate them. If they're not, then we'll do some more rehab and try it again at the next opportunity we get and see where they are at that point. And that's the way it is with any player who's not able to fully participate. You keep ramping them up until they are, and then when they are, you evaluate what they can do and how well and for how long they can do it. And until then, they rehabilitate their injury and work to get them back out there as soon as possible. So we haven't practiced in a few days. We'll see what happens when we go back out on the field tomorrow. I really don't know what that's going to be.
Bill, from the Steelers' offense, what are you seeing the majority of time? Is this are they more two tight ends, three receivers? I'm sure they do it all, but what do you see the majority of the time from this offense?
I'd say they're pretty well balanced between those three groups that you mentioned: three tight ends, two tight ends, and one tight end, three receivers. It fluctuates from game to game, but if you look at it over a broader view, they utilize all those personnel groups as well as multiple backs and different receivers. It's not always the same receivers in the game all the time. So even though it might be the same three receivers and one tight end personnel group on paper, it's not always the same exact players or backs. So they utilize a lot of different personnel groups and different people within those groups. So they give you a lot of different looks, and they have a lot of good players, and they have different skills. They're all good. They just, some guys do some things a little more or better than others, but then other guys come in with, you know, different matchup problems. So they get a lot of mileage out of everybody. But they looks like they use all three of those groupings on a, you know, they split it up between those three, however they do it, you know, a half, a quarter, a third, a third, you know. Some of that depends on the game, the way it's going. Some of it probably depends on their game plan, how they feel like they match up against that opponent.
Seems like yesterday, although it wasn't, when I thought I remember you saying sort of like the Steelers, you could almost say, hey, this is what they do, you have to stop it. And it might have been back when Cowher was the coach. I don't remember how long ago it was, but I'm curious, when if I have it right, Bill, when did that change in your view? When did the Steelers sort of get away from maybe that identity of we're big, we're going to run it, we're going to try to run it on you, and you have to stop us, to more of a team that, I guess, you know, you look at what they did against the Cardinals here, pretty good air attack there, getting it down the field.
Well, I think defensively that, you know, there not too much has changed there in 20 years.
Right.
I think their defensive system is today similar to what it was in 1991, or, well, 1992. 91 was Chuck and Bull, but 92 when Bill came in, you know, it's pretty similar to that. I don't know how much has changed there offensively. You know, they still run the ball. They have a good power running game. They got a good play-action game, which comes off the running game. And they can throw it with not very many receivers on the field, or they can put a lot of receivers on the field and, you know, put four or five out there, which they do plenty of times, especially on third down and passing situations, and make you defend that. Their offense has definitely changed with, you know, Roethlisberger, as it should, you know, relative to what they did with, let's say, when Cordell Stewart was the quarterback. I mean, you have two totally different type of players. The running game can be the same, but you know, passing game is a little bit different. Some of the schemes are different, so I think that's what you're seeing. I don't see there's a big change. You know, I think Roethlisberger and the offense have evolved over the last, whatever it's been, you know, 5-6 years, however long it's been. But the running game is still, you know, there's a lot of carryover from year to year. And regardless of what the numbers are, they can definitely run it, and they will run it, and they can throw it, and they will throw it. So like you've got to be ready for all of it. They're just not going to do one thing. If something's going good for a game, they might stick with it. But I think if they need to do something else, they're perfectly capable of doing it.
Take a final question for Coach Belichick.
Bill, what did you do with the time off? Coach O'Brien mentioned that you gave the coaches a couple days off. Were you able to get away? What did you do?
Yeah, just try to get ahead a little bit on a good old jump on Pittsburgh, look at some of the stuff we're doing, and try to catch up on a few personal things and do some family stuff that kind of gets you don't have time for or you don't have as much time for when you have a bye week. You can get caught up on some of those things. So it's a combination of all that.